Welcome to the UniConnect podcast. We're here to keep you connected to all things university. Welcome to episode 6. Today we're talking about studying higher education at a college, which some of us might not know a lot about. Charlotte, when you were considering what course to study, did you think about the different learning styles and what the different options might be at a university or studying at a college?
Hi Claire. So, if I'm honest with you, I didn't know too much about studying at a college. I felt when I went to school it was very much like you were only told about studying a degree at a university. So I think it is really good that we're talking about this today, because studying at a college can be a really good option and a much better option for a lot of people. So I did think about my learning style. I guess quite luckily for me, I am okay with kind of just doing quite a lot of reading and writing on my own. I think when it came to picking a degree, I didn't worry about that too much. I think it is really important to think about, though, because having said that, when I started at university, I'd never studied in a massive lecture hall before with hundreds of people, having to, you know, follow a presentation and make notes. That was something that was very new to me, and it's something that took quite a long time to get used to. Also, writing academic essays, for example, it took a lot of getting used to. You have to reference them. And there was support at university to help me learn how to do this. But I think it is important to recognise what your strengths are. I knew that mine were kind of independent work, but for some people, they might really thrive kind of having group discussions, for example, and doing lots of group work. So my degree didn't entail this that much. I think college is really good if you like working in a small group and you need lots of extra support. So it is something that you should definitely consider. Is this something that you looked into when you were applying to university?
It wasn't something that I looked into. Like you were saying, I did very much consider learning styles and knowing more about studying at a college. I think the way I learn would have been much more suited to a college environment if I was wanting to choose an academic course. You know, I think I've mentioned in the past that I studied a creative course because that suited my way of learning. I think if I was wanting to do something more academic, then the wraparound support or the different type of support is probably a better way of saying it, that you get in a college would maybe have been better suited for me. My friend, she did study a foundation year at a college. She did foundation art before then progressing into studying textiles at a university. So again, that's another benefit of colleges and looking into colleges and what different entry routes or different routes into higher education they might offer. But I know this is something that you talk about in an interview with Sophie from Leeds City College University Centre.
Yes, that's right, Claire. So I'm going to be interviewing Sophie. We're going to be discussing the different routes and the different options available and the benefits of studying at a college. So tune in next to hear more. Hi Sophie, I hope you're well. Shall we start off by talking about the differences between studying HE at a college opposed to a university? That's if there are any differences.
There are some differences to studying HE at a college, but the standard of teaching is the same standard as at the university. Unlike large universities, colleges can offer more one-to-one time with your tutors and tailored personalised support throughout your learning to best meet your needs, as class sizes tend to be much smaller. Colleges tend to offer more vocational based courses too, which are much more work related.
That's great, thanks Sophie. So you've probably already covered this really in your answer, but what would you say the main benefits are of studying at a college? It sounds like there are, you know, a lot of benefits, and also it is very different to studying at a university.
So I think the main benefits of studying a degree at a college is that it is local to a lot of students and they can easily commute from home. Also, colleges tend to offer more vocational-based courses, as I've already discussed, which offer more employment experiences throughout and can include professional standards and qualifications built into the curriculum. So to illustrate, at the University Centre, we offer Silex modules in the final year of our LLB course. Other benefits include smaller class sizes and excellent student support, high quality courses with lower fees. So our fees per year tend to be £7,950 per year. Some colleges may be less, some colleges may be more. And also you get the best of both worlds. So you will find colleges in a lot of cities in the UK. And a lot of these will offer degree level qualifications, but you get the student experience that that cities have to offer, but with more personalised, supportive environment of a college.
That's great. And especially, you know, when you were saying about the fees, that could potentially make a huge difference, couldn't it? So, yeah, some fantastic benefits there that a lot of our listeners might not have been aware of. Do you think the style of studying within a college, within a smaller institution, within smaller classes, does suit some learners better?
So yes, I do think this style suits some learners better. Some students do prefer the more supportive environment that colleges have to offer. However, there's other things that you've got to think about. So what kind of learning and teaching is involved in the course that you're applying for? It's important to think about how you learn best and how you like to learn as well. Is the course all lecture-based, where you simply take notes from the presenter? Or are there workshops, practical sessions, tutorials and so on involved? If you like learning by doing, a course that includes practical might be right for you. Does the way they teach you reflect what you might need to do in the workplace and develop your skills in preparation for getting a job, which a lot of college-based higher education courses do offer? You've also got to think about what kind of assessments are there and will the assessments link to the skills and competences you are going to need when working in that industry? Are there exams within your course, coursework or even practical assessments? And then you've got to think about which do you prefer and which will you excel in? If you don't like exams, then try and not choose a course which is heavily exam-based. Although some courses you'll probably have no choice and will have to sit exams because that's how they are regulated. But in other subject areas, there is usually the flexibility in how they assess you. So look at what you prefer and then choose a course based around that.
Yes, it is definitely important to look into the style of studying and the style of assessment before you apply for the course. So quite commonly, I'd say throughout most of our podcast episodes so far, we've focused quite heavily on kind of a bachelor's degree, which is your standard kind of 3-year degree that a lot of people commonly go to study at university. But there are also so many other higher education courses out there which, you know, meet the needs of certain learners, meet the needs of certain careers. This is something that you offer a lot of at college. As you said at the beginning, you offer a lot of more vocational courses, courses which are focused a lot more around going into the workplace. Can you tell us a bit more about that, please?
Yes. Many people may have heard of foundation years. What is important to know is the difference between foundation years and foundation degrees, and why these might be an option for you. A foundation year is 1 year of study, usually added before a 3-year degree, to provide you the knowledge and skills you need to be able to do that degree. So, for example, someone might do a foundation year in biomedical sciences if they haven't done A-levels or BTEC in science, but want to go into a degree in that area. Once you've done this foundation year, you'll usually progress onto the 3-year degree it is attached to, or something very similar. A foundation degree is level 4 and level 5, and so essentially year 1 and 2 of a degree. They tend to be offered in vocational subjects. So for example, at the University Centre Leeds, we offer creative arts, games programming, and children's care learning and development, and are usually much more work related. They combined academic and workplace skills. And you can graduate with a foundation degree, which is a nationally recognised qualification by employers. Or you can progress onto a top-up, which is a level 6 qualification, so year 3 of your degree. So students taking this route, it does not mean more years of study. So you don't do a foundation degree and then go on to the three-year degree after that. The foundation degree is basically part of your three-year degree. So then you would go on to the top-up, that lasts 1 year typically. So your whole degree would still be completed in 3 years, just like everywhere else. Both HNDs and HNC courses are undergraduate qualifications, but these take less time to complete and are often designed to prepare you for a certain career. A Higher National Diploma, HND, is a work-related course provided by higher and further education colleges in the UK. A full-time HND takes 2 years to complete, or 3 to 4 years part-time. So the HNC, Higher National Certificate, takes 1 year to complete, or 2 years generally part-time. Many HNC courses cover the same subject as an HND, but a HNC is one level below an HND, so it's generally equivalent to the first year at university. So what might be a benefit of the HND and HNC? So unlike many degrees, these courses are vocationally focused and are there and therefore can lead straight onto a career. And they're a great stepping stone up to higher qualifications as well, as you can choose to top up a HND with extra studies at a later date in order to convert to a full bachelor degree. So the areas that you generally find these in are accounting, engineering, construction, and also things like photography and business and finance.
Thank you, Sophie. That was a really nice, neat explanation of what all of these different qualifications are. And I think that's what we needed, really, because it's so easy to get confused about all of the different qualifications that are out there and how they actually differ and what they offer you. So that was really useful. Thank you. And for anybody listening right now who maybe is a little bit unsure about uni or who doesn't necessarily think that a three-year bachelor's degree is going to suit their needs, do look into a foundation degree, do look into higher national diplomas and certificates. As Sophie said, you can always kind of top them up and make them a full degree later down the line if you want to, but there are lots of other options out there for you as well. So now just moving on a little bit, colleges typically, you know, more local students do sometimes circulate towards them. For anybody who's maybe wanting to move away still, but wanting to study higher education at a college, what accommodation options is there normally?
We understand how important it is for you to find the right accommodation to study, socialise and mix with other like-minded students. While the University Centre Leeds does not have access to our own accommodation, we can give you details of providers where many of our students choose to stay while studying, and these are all in walking distance to our campuses. However, some colleges may have their own accommodation, and you will find details about these on their websites and in their prospectuses.
Great, so I guess the main message really is if you're wanting to study at college, then typically it isn't the same kind of setup as university where there's big student halls available for you, but the information and the support will be there if you're wanting to find accommodation, and you will have opportunities to rent privately, but they might just not be as readily available as if you went to a university. Thank you so much for talking to us today, Sophie. It's been really interesting. I feel like I've learned a lot. What would your one piece of advice be for anyone listening who is unsure of the type of institution they want to study at?
So my one piece of advice would be don't follow the crowd. What's right for your friends might not be right for you. Do your research and make a list of things that are important to you.
That's a great piece of advice, thank you. So before you go, what was your top meal at university?
So my favourite meal at university was definitely jacket potato, beans and cheese, as it was just so easy to make, but also so comforting as well.
That's great, Sophie. I totally agree with you there. Cheese and beans on jacket potato, you can't beat it, and it's cheap as well. So that's great. Thank you so much for speaking with us today. So, what are our top tips from this episode? Number one, understand the kind of learner that you are. What style suits you and what environment means that you're going to learn best. If you prefer small class sizes and easily accessible one-to-one support, then studying at a college might be the best place for you. These are the type of questions you can be asking when you're researching courses and institutions. Number two is be aware. Be aware of all of the different courses and options available to you. It's very easy to think that you just have to go and study a three-year bachelor's degree, and for a lot of careers, this will be very useful. But have a look into what you're wanting to do, and if you're unsure about studying a full degree, then know that there are other options such as foundation degrees and higher national diplomas out there for you. This leads me on to the final tip, which is do your research. All of the things we've discussed today can be found out via different institutions' websites or through UCAS or an easy phone call or email. If you have any questions about teaching assessments, learning styles, class sizes, accommodations, or prospects for your course, you can ask the university or college about these before you apply.
That's it for this episode, but please join us next time where we'll be taking an in-depth look into the application process. So we'll be helping you to know what information to include and also giving you a timeline about how to apply but also track your application. And of course, if you want to keep connected in the meantime, please follow us on our Instagram account at LCC Uni Connect. Cheers everyone, bye!